It's been a tough year for climbers attempting to summit Denali. Only 1 in 3 have made the summit. The weather also means higher risk for injuries, especially frostbite, as Philip Manning at member station KTNA explains.
High winds, snow, and narrow weather windows have been the story of climbing season thus far. One of the dangers that comes along with a windy season is frostbite, as mountaineering ranger Dave Weber explains.
I think especially this season, the high winds that have been associated with many of these weather events we've had have contributed to quite a bit of frostbite, much more than normal.
The number of instances of severe frostbite is up from last year. Dave Weber says that climbers headed for Denali are bombarded with messages about frostbite prevention. In temperatures well below zero, even relatively mild winds can contribute to frostbite. Dave Weber says that it doesn't take much skin exposure under those conditions to put life, and particularly limb, at risk.
We hear just yesterday stories of people exposing their hands for 10 or 15 seconds and becoming severely frostbitten, and that's a life-altering injury for some people.
Dave Weber says that medical treatment of severe frostbite is improving among doctors who specialize in the field, but many cases still result in amputation of the affected digit or limb. While Weber says he's had instances of cold hands and feet himself, he's never had a case of frostbite. He says that many cases of frostbite come about when climbers try to push through, even when the weather's bad. His message to mountaineers is simple.
No picture up high with a flag is worth losing fingers, losing toes, or losing parts of your body for.
While climbing season is slowing down, there are still hundreds of climbs to be completed. Thus far, the weather has meant the lowest summit percentage since 1987, in addition to the increase in frostbite cases. Reporting from Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.